Back in the 90s, ravers knew it as Special K, ketamine. It's also sometimes called a horse tranquilizer because it's used by veterinarians as an anesthetic. But National Institutes of Health researcher Dr. Carlos Zarate knows ketamine as a potential game changer for people who struggle with treatment-resistant depression and suicidal thoughts. Zarate told those gathered at the UT Health San Antonio Brain Health Symposium on mood disorders that ketamine works, and it works quickly when given to depressed people who've tried several different antidepressants and none of them have helped.
One intravenous infusion, they had a response in a couple of hours, which usually takes 6 weeks or longer with a traditional antidepressants.
When given to people having suicidal thoughts, around half of them felt better, also in just a few hours. With suicide rates climbing at an alarming rate among many groups in the U.S., it seems like there'd be a rush to make the drug available everywhere. But right now, you can only get intravenous ketamine infusions or a recently FDA-approved nasal spray in certified clinics. They're not cheap, and insurance might not reimburse you. Zarate says a caution around ketamine centers around its side effects. It can cause confusion and dissociation. There's also a potential for abuse and addiction. But he says years of research finding that, for many, ketamine works and works quickly offers hope.
By better understanding ketamine, reverse engineering, we can develop next generation treatments that are like ketamine, but better tolerated.
The goal? To develop a rapid-acting antidepressant that can be taken by more people with fewer risks. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.